You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin has a new job in education. He gives us an inside look today at his classroom at Camp Minden.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, this morning's broadcast is dedicated to the lads at Camp Minden, and especially to my own class, Class 4. I've had the great privilege of working with some of Louisiana's finest young men, the cadets of the Youth Challenge program at Camp Minden. We've been together now for well over a month, and I spend about 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, teaching these lads reading, writing, math, social studies, and science. They come primarily from South Louisiana, and they're aged between 16 and 18. Some of them have hit rocky patches in their lives, but now they're trying to get a decent education. Some of them, however, have simply chosen to come to Camp Minden for the 22-week cycle because they know it will provide them with a disciplined, structured environment where they can make up to 4 times as much academic progress than they would if they were back in a regular public school. But they know, of course, that they are no longer students in a public school. They are now cadets on a military compound run by the National Guard, where we train to standard and not to time. In other words, we will do whatever it takes. We will be utterly uncompromising in demanding that our cadets give of their best every single day. Why? Because our enemy is mediocrity and low expectations. As you may know, listeners, I have worked as a teacher in many countries all over the world, both in the public and private setting. However, I can honestly say that one of the most productive, effective and professional environments that I have ever worked in is probably with the National Guard at Camp Minden. I have never worked with a team of teachers who seem to enjoy teaching as much as we do. And as for my lads, well, 'tis a pleasure to go into work with them every day. Sure, they are occasionally a bit of a pain in the arse, but then, as they will tell you, so too am I. But we all agree on one thing, to roll up our sleeves and get to work. We will have no back chat, no attitude, no negativity whatsoever, because there's simply too much work to be done. Smart is not something you are. Smart is something you get. And to get smart, well, you've simply got to work hard, because there are no shortcuts. I feel privileged to be in the same room as these lads every day because they make me want to be a better teacher every day. And my lads, they know that some of them must accept part of the blame for the mistakes that they made that led them to YCP. In fact, they would be the first to admit that they probably messed up. But in some cases, they too know that it is the public school system which has let them down because it tolerated low standards of behaviour and mediocre work from students. That said, I also know that there are many, many, many outstandingly dedicated and talented public school teachers out there because I've had the pleasure of working with them. So, today I do want to finish upbeat. So, gentlemen, cadets of Class 4, Camp Minden, enough with the talk and let's get to work, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.